Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right, I get it. He doesn't have to tell us every Wednesday.
No, right?
Every Wednesday. He does it on Thursdays, too. It's like...
Jeez, so bossy.
Getting to me. Hey, hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on KSBT in Sandpoint, KBFI in beautiful Bonners Ferry. It's trying to be a beautiful day. The sun comes out a little bit, a little white clouds, and then it gets a little gray, but it's working on it. And it's Wednesday, so we're working on our North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day, time for yet another award-winning caliber edition of Ricky's Top 10, the practically weekly radio talk show where we take a look at a top 10 list on a subject that is at least somewhat pertinent to what's going on in that particular week. Mm-hmm. And what's going on this week? Well, of course, it's one of the biggest holiday weekends of the entire year. The Super Bowl is this weekend, which honestly... when I'm king of the world, I'm going to make it a three-day weekend. I mean, who doesn't need Monday off after the Super Bowl? Everybody calls in sick anyway, so should be. In fact, I'm declaring it right now. Super Bowl weekend, three-day weekend. Anyway, over the years, we've done top 10 favorite Super Bowl halftime shows. We've done top 10 favorite Super Bowl commercials. That was a fun one. Favorite snacks, actually, we've done food a couple of times.
A few times, yeah.
You name it, we've done it when it's Super Bowl week. And back with us this week is one of our most distinguished top 10 guest hosts. Definitely in our top 10 top 10 guest hosts, Eric Plummer. 2 weeks in a row, that's rare.
Yeah, I'm creeping up on 10. Is there a special jacket for that? Or
it's underwear. You got the T-shirt at 5, but it's a special top 10.
You and Willie will be the only two wearing the matching top 10 underwear.
Anyway, it was Eric who came up with this week's subject, because last week after our show, we were thinking, okay, let's do it Super Bowl, but we've done this, we've done that. And he came up with our top 10 people, living or dead, that we'd most want to watch the game with. Mm-hmm. It was also his idea that we not all do a top 10 because we'd be here till 6 o'clock this evening.
True.
So we'll do all three of us, Ricky, myself, and Eric, and do our top 5 of who we'd want to watch the Super Bowl game with. So I'm really curious what everybody. I'm curious what I came up with.
I want to quickly before you move on. I want to announce or acknowledge that this is also our anniversary show.
We
started with Super Bowl halftime shows. 4 years ago,
five
years ago.
5 years.
So this is our Super Bowl anniversary. Happy anniversary to Ricky's Top 10.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll see if we make it through another week before we get canceled. Anyway, the Kootenai Valley Sportsman Association has announced that they are making it to their Gun and Horn Show this year. They're having it. It's not this weekend. It's next weekend, February 13th and 14th at the Boundary County Fairgrounds in Bonners Ferry. It's usually Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but I think they're limited back to just Saturday and Sunday this year, 9 till 6. Of course, all the usual raffles for the rifles and horn contests and all that stuff. let's see. You can enter the horns on Friday afternoon, just as always. So anyway, mark your calendars for that. It is happening at the Boundary County Fairgrounds, the Valentine's and President's Day weekend. So I just figured that one out. Heartball, the virtual Heartball for the Bonner General Health Foundation is happening this Saturday. So you want to go to their website and participate in that if you can. Also, the Banff Mountain Film Festival, which I did the Wild and Scenic one last Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
For Scotchman Peaks. That was fun. I've never done that. So
It was cool.
It was pretty cool. Here's another cool thing. Sandpoint Valentine's Cards for Seniors. A local effort is underway to collect Valentine's cards for our local senior citizens. It's organized by Donna Price, and the goal is to not only get 200 cards to the Sandpoint Senior Center, but cards to other assisted living and care facilities. So that's pretty cool. You got to do it before the 11th. You can drop off cards at the Sandpoint Area Senior Center, and they will take care of everything from there.
So. I saw one that Ben Olson had made. He drew a picture of his old truck, Old Blue, mm-hmm. and wrote a poem that rhymed with truck. It was very clever. I'm sure the senior who gets it will appreciate it
like
very
tuck
much.
And stuck and muck
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff.
All that stuff.
All right, well, we're going to get some this advertising stuff out of the way. When we come back, Eric Plummer's our guest. We have Ricky. I'm Bob Witte along with you. It is Ricky's Top 5. people we'd most want to watch the Super Bowl game with, and we'll get to that right after this.
Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pondere. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Now is a great time to plan for the yard and garden projects you want to tackle this spring, and the co-op can help. We have received our garden seeds from Renee's Seeds and from Cornucopia, both hybrid and heirloom seeds for vegetables, melons, tomatoes, peppers, herbs, and flowers. Patty has stocked our shelves with seed starting stations, potting and seed starter soils, mini greenhouses, and heating mats. Over in the hand tool aisle, you'll find everything from garden hand tools to rakes, shovels, spades, pitchforks, loppers, and pruners. If your tools need a little attention, we have files for sharpening, wood replacement handles, lubricants, and oils. We also have a wide variety of gloves and seasonal outerwear, as well as rubber boots for the whole family. Now is a great time to make sure your spring project list gets off to a great start. At the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Pondere, 208-263-6820.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint is now hiring in all departments. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net. Super One Foods continues to go to great lengths to keep their customers safe with constant cleaning and other safety measures. For your convenience, try their shop online service. Just place your order online and set the time for pickup. Your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to your car. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders!
Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are back on those aforementioned radio stations. It's Ricky's Top 10, actually Ricky's Top 5. This particular week, top 5 people, living or dead, that we would like to watch the Super Bowl game with this weekend. And I'm also going to throw in my usual some Super Bowl stats for you. It's said that Americans will eat over 1.5 billion, billion with a B, chicken wings during the Super Bowl game.
Gross.
Think about that. That's a lot of chicken wings. And take it another step further. That's a lot of wingless chickens walking around. I mean, they can't fly or anything. They're just walking around. So anyway, that just seems, I guess they're better off than the free range boneless skinless ones. They just lay there out in the field. But anyway, we're gonna do our top five. I assume just from past shows you'll have me go first, and then Eric, and then yourself. So I would jump right in to my number five. And Eric, thanks for coming up with a subject. I found it very intriguing, and I was thinking at first I did like a historical character, like I've been watching that History Channel show, the Vikings, the history.
Yes,
of,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking maybe Ragnar Lothbrok, one of the original pillaging, raging Viking. But then I started thinking about, you know, they pretty much only eat fish. Mm-hmm. They drink this grog that looks totally gross, and there is zero hygiene. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting them in my house. I'm sorry. He can sit in the backyard and look through the window, but right. I didn't pick him. So then I was thinking of somebody really smart historically, like Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking that, you know, it would be fun to try to explain the game to him, but he would just get too analytical.
Right.
And, you know, and when the plays would come, you explain what the plays are called, he'd keep calling for the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Einstein just wants to throw the bomb, throw the bomb.
Okay.
And if anybody gets that, Eric does. When we were kids, that was the long pass was called a bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
And I could just see him wanting to get into the huddles and looking at the players going, okay, guys, E equals MC squared on 2. Ready? Break. So I didn't pick him anyway. So then I was thinking, well, who would I want to spend like the next 5 hours with? I was thinking, oh, some like super hot model or actress. So I thought, well, Cindy Crawford.
That's a good one.
I have seen her in person before, but I really don't know what she's like. So I don't know. But then I was thinking Jennifer Gardner. She's one of my favorite. What's in your wallet, Jennifer Gardner?
Yeah.
But she'd probably bring her 3 bratty kids and then kind of
not fun. Ruin the
get down or ruin the day.
Yeah.
So then I thought of somebody I hadn't thought of in decades is Kathy Ireland.
Oh.
15 years. She was a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
True, true, true.
So I Googled her last weekend to see what she's been up to. She's 57 years old. After her career as a model, she was really smart. She started branding herself.
Yeah.
You know, putting her associating with products that are Kathy Ireland line of this or that. She is a net worth of $420 million.
Yeah, invite her over.
I've already called her. And she's still really good looking at 57 years old, which is not out of the range of my age.
Oh, not at all.
My kids give me trouble when I go out with 38-year-olds. So 57 is a lot closer. I don't know why they go out. They feel sorry for her. But here was the kicker with Kathy Ireland.
Okay.
Is she founded Slow Brewing Company, which was one of the first craft brewing that I'd ever heard of in the early 80s in San Luis Obispo.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a soft spot in her heart for San Luis Obispo, which I do too.
Mm-hmm.
And she's into beer. So she's good looking. She's rich,
yeah,
and she's going to bring the beer. It's a no-brainer.
You know, she's also in one of my favorite football movies of all time, Necessary Roughness with Scott Bakula. She's the kicker.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the kicker for me right there.
There you go.
And our engineer just asked if she was single, and I said, you know, I didn't go that far.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know. Anyway,
have you met Bob Whitty?
Sorry I went so long. That's my number 5.
That was a good one.
My other ones will be shorter.
Okay, so in a similar vein, I also thought, okay, I can't just have couches with full of guys just talking football. You got to have, you know, somebody because when I did the Bee Super Bowl challenge, you know, many moons ago, we started that and it was fun. But more women than men submitted picks every year, and more women won the Bee Super Bowl challenge, which is I found out. So I thought, okay, there has to be somebody. And like Bob, I went through a lot of actresses, current actresses that I would like to hang.
Of course.
But ultimately, I thought, okay, this could be an overlap with Ricky, possibly, because she had her last week.
Okay.
Or referenced her last week. But I ultimately settled on Marilyn Monroe.
Good one.
Now, this doesn't have to be living, of course. So this
course.
Would be like in her, I'd say, in 25 to 30-year-old range.
Sure.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just thought it would be, well, one, you know, she's... I'll state the obvious. She is a gorgeous woman,
yes.
which wouldn't hurt the cause. she has a lot of, like, kind of intrigue about her in that, you know, she was married to Joe DiMaggio and reportedly had an affair with JFK back when such a thing was possible.
Oh, she did for sure. Just ask my father-in-law.
Oh, okay. But I just thought, you know, it'd be nice to have somebody sitting on the couch and watching the game with you that you know to talk with and ask questions to. And there's my number 5.
She would probably ask you a bunch of really silly questions and you guys would giggle and it would be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would.
Yeah. Honestly, she's in my honorable mentions because I think the same thing. Like, one, I just was trying to think of people who would be fun, like Bob Woody said, to spend 5 hours with. I think she would be really interesting to sit and have a conversation with no matter what you were doing.
Yeah.
You know,
different
so,
era too, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good one.
Yeah. So my number 5, I went with a comedian because I feel like that's a given. Like somebody funny that you can watch the Super Bowl and make fun of it with. And so I was trying to think of people that I would enjoy having a conversation with and riffing at the Super Bowl. And I narrowed it down. Some of them were too similar to, say, watching it with Bob Whitty. So I crossed them off the list. And I ended up with Sarah Silverman. One, because if you've ever seen her in an interview, she wears Chuck Taylors. She likes to put her feet up on the couch. She seems like a chill kind of girl that would actually watch sports and enjoy it enough to be like, when they say, like, that's a line down touch pass, and I'll be like, what's that? And she's like, oh, it means this, you know.
Yeah. Touch pass.
Those are all football words. I also was thinking Tina Fey would be funny, but I feel like Sarah Silverman would be a little quicker and a little more sporty.
She'd have you laughing for sure.
Yeah. I did go through the whole historical thing. I was thinking Nietzsche, because he was all about sort of like roughness and all that kind of thing. Also, Cleopatra would be really interesting, but I feel like you would have to spend too much time catching her up on this is what the sport is. And she lived in such a brutal time. I feel like she would just make fun of it. Like, this is not a contact sport. Like, what are you talking about? They're not even killing each other. You know, like, it would...
Where's the blood?
Yeah, exactly. It would probably be pretty boring. So that's why I went with a little more, a slightly more contemporary person with Sarah Silverman.
That's good. I like it. Mm-hmm. Very surprised, actually. My number four is very predictable. Hopefully the only really predictable one on my entire list is Bill Murray. Mm. Very serious actor. Yeah. I just watched Groundhog Day last weekend for about the 150th time. I think I watch it every year, actually. I still don't understand what changes his mind at the end. But anyway, he got through it. And you get really sick of, what is it, Sonny and Cher, the song that comes on.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Anyway, it would be a Cinderella story to watch it with Bill Murray. And, you know, he'd be rolling up those big old Bob Marley joints and cannonballing it. I just think it would have to be really fun.
There's more reference.
And he's a big sports fan. So
it would be really fun.
It would be cool.
Is he a Bears fan? I know he's a Cubs fan.
Oh, he's definitely a Bears fan, yeah.
I figured he was all Chicago, but you never know, so.
Good one. Eric, you're number four.
So my number four. Okay, so I'm going to follow Bob's lead again here, if he had an actor. So I kind of wanted to pick an actor, too, just because, you know, that's somebody you normally wouldn't get a hang out with.
And right.
I don't think I'd want to watch the game with the coach or a football junkie, because then it's just, you know, you
got to listen to this guy tell
you how much he knows and whatever. But I picked Jack Nicholson. And it's mostly because of the mystique behind him, and he's just, I just think of all the actors, he's got a coolness about him, and his boyhood idol was Joe DiMaggio. He's obviously a Lakers fan, that's where most people, so I know he's a sports fan, he probably watches the Super Bowl, but just, I don't know, just to pick his brain on, what was it like making The Cuckoo's Nest, or The Shining, and... What caused you to improvise the "Here's Johnny" line after you act through the door? And cool guy, fun. I think he'd throw back some beers and BS with you. And if you talked football, great. If you didn't, great.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and with the Joe DiMaggio connection, he would really enjoy if he and Marilyn were at the same Super Bowl.
All
party.
Five of mine have a Joe DiMaggio. No, just the first two.
So those like they it. Would sit together.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be totally cool. And you know he's a big sports fan. If he spent that kind of money to sit courtside at every Laker game for decades. I mean, that's serious. But yeah, good one.
I like it. My number four, I went in a slightly different direction because I was just thinking, who would throw the best party? Like, I was just trying to think of it, not necessarily a Super Bowl party, but just whose house do I want to spend any sort of occasion in? Obviously, the two people, besides Kathy Ireland, these two people are tied, and I feel like for obvious reasons, because one, they both throw a great party. They both throw back the cocktails. I know for sure one, I suspect both of them, you know, enjoy extracurricular activities, if you know what I mean. And you would just live high on the hog for a day, and it would be amazing. So number four is tied, Oprah and Martha Stewart. I feel like both would throw an equally amazing party.
The horse divers, though, from Martha Stewart, that's a Fred Sanford. Yeah. That's what he called hors d'oeuvres.
Horse ovaries.
It's like bring five hors d'oeuvres when you before you
Yeah, Martha Stewart would just be off. Like, can you imagine? She would have to go all out for any occasion, but a Super Bowl party would just be, like, it's not going to be like any other Super Bowl party.
And she couldn't just bring you a horse ovary. She would have to explain, well, you start with the finest flower.
Exactly.
And then you touch it a little bit and sleep with it. And mm-hmm. then, yeah, it just would be too much.
It wouldn't even be about the Super Bowl. It would be about the ambiance and the party, and yeah. It would be amazing. Plus, who wouldn't want to just sit down and talk to Oprah for 5 hours? It would be, she would change your life. Like, that would be a life-changing experience.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one.
Thanks.
We're going to take our second break, when we come back, we have Eric Plummer with us from Sandpoint Cinema, by the way. We'll find out what's playing there and what's coming up. Of course, Ricky every Wednesday, and we've got Ricky and Eric and my own top five people, living or dead, we would like to watch the Super Bowl with this weekend. Stick around.
Winter weather can cause some out-of-the-ordinary things to happen to your auto glass. Side mirrors can get off track. Windshields can be cracked by snow removal equipment. And, of course, there's rock chips. Thank goodness for the experts at Specialty Auto Glass. They repair all kinds of window problems. They have the Aquapel treatment that improves visibility and a mobile service that will come to you. Whatever winter throws at your car windows, visit Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, at 600 Schweitzer Plaza Drive in Ponderay today.
Take your Valentine and savor the romance, setting, and fabulous entrees at Trinity at City Beach. Trinity will feature a special Valentine's menu on Valentine's evening. Entrees include surf and turf, filet mignon, premium choice Northwestern prime rib, Alaskan king crab legs, stuffed chicken breast, and much more. For dessert, we've got chocolate-covered strawberries with Grand Marnier Chantilly cream. Call us at 208-255-7558 to reserve today for Valentine's at Trinity at City Beach.
Now is a great time to plan for the yard and garden projects you want to tackle this spring, and the co-op can help. We have received our garden seeds from Renee's Seeds and from Cornucopia, both hybrid and heirloom seeds for vegetables, melons, tomatoes, peppers, herbs, and flowers. Patty has stocked our shelves with seed starting stations, potting and seed starter soils, mini greenhouses, and heating mats. Over in the hand tool aisle, you'll find everything from garden hand tools to rakes, shovels, spades, pitchforks, loppers, and pruners. If your tools need a little attention, we have files for sharpening, wood replacement handles, lubricants, and oils. We also have a wide variety of gloves and seasonal outerwear, as well as rubber boots for the whole family. Now is a great time to make sure your spring project list gets off to a great start. At the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Being a teenager is tough.
There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, we are back. Ricky's at top 10 for this week. Eric Plummer, Ricky, myself, we're all doing our top five this week, who would like to most watch the Super Bowl game with. And I started thinking, other than, you know, hot models or, you know, actors, whatever, it's like, what musician, because I'm really into music, would I really like to meet that I've never met? And, of course, my number one would be Bob Dylan, by far the greatest singer-songwriter of, well, maybe not singer, but, you know, songwriter, certainly, of all time. But then I was thinking, you know, he's all old and every. He might have been fun maybe in his 20s or that whole period of the Rolling Thunder in the 70s or something. Sure. But like, he's just a little, he'd be kind of like inviting Bernie Sanders over these days, just kind of just sit there with his mittens.
Imagine if he tried to like sing along to the halftime show. It'd be silly. California girl. Just be like, what are you doing?
He did do a Chrysler commercial that was very controversial several years ago during the Super Bowl. And it's like, wow, Dylan's sold out. Yeah. But the fact is, and I know this, he's only driven Chevrolets all his, you know, Chevrolet commercial. He's only driven Chevrolets all his life.
Interesting.
So anyway, so I thought, well, I won't be Bob Dylan, but it'll be somebody that I have met that I know is a lot of fun. I think it would just be a gas to watch the Super Bowl with John Prine.
Good one.
He's hysterical. He's funny.
Yeah.
He's into sport. I mean, I could just sit here. Like a game like this week, we don't really care about the Chiefs or the Broncos or Buccaneers. He would just be making fun of them.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
And so I think that would be really cool.
That's a good one. That's one of those ones I was like, I should have had that on my list.
Oh, thank you.
Good one.
All right. So I lied earlier. I said that I wouldn't do a coach. But I would, actually, because this one is just a personal. I believe this guy is the best coach of any sport in the history of sports.
Interesting.
And he lives about 90 minutes away.
Mm.
Mark Few. I just think it'd be incredible to watch a football game or anything sport with him. Because I've been following the Zags. I played against a guy in high school from Boise High School named Jeff Goss.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first time I had ever even heard of Gonzaga, was that he went and played there. And well, of course I had heard of John Stockton played there, but anyway, we were lucky enough to go to see, I was down visiting my brother in Arizona. We got to go when they beat Florida to advance to their first Elite Eight. We had to leave. We had tickets for the next game against UConn when they lost, but we had to get back to Idaho, unfortunately. But I just think that, he's the way he coaches, the way his players revere and love him. He takes those guys camping in Idaho as a bonding, no cell phones.
He's
old school. He could have had any job in the country, I believe, by now. And I mean that any job in the country, except Duke, because Krzyzewski hasn't left.
Yeah.
He stresses playing loose and having fun, and he reminds me a little bit of a modern day John Wooden. You know, he doesn't have to scream. He's interesting when he's interviewed. He's candid. I just think it'd be fascinating to just pick his brain and enjoy a game with him and a beer.
And it's one thing I really appreciate about Mark Few is like John Wooden, he doesn't get up and yell and scream and berate his players and all of that. He's cool and calm. And unlike, John Wooden had this unbelievable, no one will ever duplicate his record. But Mark Few has taken a program that was not even on the national radar and built it into, they're easily number one right now.
No more plucky gym rat guards.
No.
He's getting NBA.
But when John Wooden was at UCLA, even though he's a great coach and teacher, but every high school player in the country wanted to play for him because they're going to win the national championship. So he had Kareem move from New York all the way to California to play for him. So what Mark Few's done is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Good one.
All right. Ricky?
Yeah, totally. Mine is the Mark Few.
No, just kidding.
No, my number three, I went with somebody that I just think would be equally as cynical about the Super Bowl and more interested in the things that I like about the Super Bowl, the commercials and the halftime show. And I also just would love to have a conversation with Dorothy Parker. She was a novelist or an author, a writer, a poet in like the 20s and 30s for Vanity Fair and The New Yorker, and then moved out to Hollywood and started writing really cheesy love story movies, which is funny. But she really could party. Like, this was in the day when drinking and doing drugs and not having any money and just living off your art with other artists was the way of life. And she was just so interesting and funny and dry and, like I said, cynical is just the perfect way to describe her. And I just think she would be so much fun to, one, have a party with, and two, watch something as ridiculous as the Super Bowl and just listen to what she has to say. But I just think it would be hilarious. And she's the kind of person that you could really just sit on a couch for 5 hours and eat and drink and not have to get up and entertain and have a party. It would just be super chill. So that's my number three.
So who is this? Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sort of. Yeah, it's Sarah Jessica Parker's great aunt. That's not true. Don't Google that.
Oh, okay. Interesting one. I knew you'd be making up names.
Thank you. Yeah.
Anyway, some more Super Bowl stats, just in case you don't know these things. The very first Super Bowl was 1967. Of course, the Packers won it at the L.A. Coliseum, and it did not sell out. And a 30-second commercial that year was $40,000, which in 1967 was probably a lot of money. But it's about $5.5 million for a 30-second commercial.
Jeez Louise.
Now.
Wow.
For the Super Bowl, especially this year when there's going to be so many more people staying home and actually watching the game and sitting through the commercials. And most of them are pretty entertaining. Also, I mentioned this last week that Budweiser, who's probably the most famous Super Bowl commercials of all time, is not advertising during this year's Super Bowl. They're taking that billion that they would spend and putting it towards COVID relief and vaccine research and such. So hats off to Budweiser.
Huge. Yeah.
And I guess when you're the best, Bud Light is the number one selling beer on Super Bowl Sunday, by the way. Just throwing that out there. And also, Americans will drink 325.5 million gallons of beer.
Oh, geez.
This Sunday alone.
That sounds like a hangover.
That sounds like a lot of toilets flushing.
Yeah.
And another fact, they say not to buy an automobile. You can search what day that automobile came off the assembly line on Mondays because they're replacement workers. I'm serious. That's a study that was done about 20 years ago.
Interesting.
Because so many people call in sick on...
Or just hungover.
Yeah.
Well, you have to think about it. Most of the population in the United States is back east, so they're 3 hours later. So we're watching it in the afternoon. They're watching it at night. So their game goes well into, you know, the 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock hour. I don't know how they watch sports back east. But it's like Monday night football makes no sense. Yeah. But anyway, we were talking about the chicken wings a little while ago. So they did a study on what most people dip their chicken wings into. It says here, according to Wikipedia, 50% of people prefer ranch dressing, 42% barbecue sauce, 36% blue cheese. And so you add up 50, 42%, and 36, that adds up to 128%. So I don't, these are experts telling us what people dip their... Anyway, we'll snack on 11.2 million pounds of potato chips, which potato chips weigh nothing. So that's a lot of potato chips. Let's see, 139 million pounds of avocados.
Wow.
Mostly going into guacamole. Yeah. 2.5 million pounds of nuts, 4 million pounds of pretzels. Domino's Pizza figures they'll deliver 12 million slices of pizza, probably more this year with the pandemic and, you know, more people getting it to go. 20% of households in the United States this Sunday will barbecue.
Wow.
Barbecue. But here's the biggest seller, and it's going to surprise you. Reports show that Americans buy more veggies than anything else for Super Bowl Sunday parties. And that's because, of course, you have your veggie trays.
Right.
So
there's
more vegetables sold than anything else. So it's pretty amazing that
you see, Martha Stewart grows all of her own vegetables just for the Super Bowl.
I prefer to eat healthy on the other 364 days of the year. Too much good food to waste.
I know, it's pizza and barbecue for me. That's one of the rare Super Bowls that I'm not working. I'm actually at home.
I know.
What am I going to eat? In fact, we have our top one and two. That we'll get to. We're going to take our last break now, get it out of the way, and when we come back, we'll share that with you, and we'll be right back.
Winter weather can cause some out-of-the-ordinary things to happen to your auto glass. Side mirrors can get off track. Windshields can be cracked by snow removal equipment. And, of course, there's rock chips. Thank goodness for the experts at Specialty Auto Glass. They repair all kinds of window problems. They have the Aquapel treatment that improves visibility and a mobile service that will come to you. Whatever winter throws at your car windows, visit Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, at 600 Schweitzer Plaza Drive in Ponderay today.
Winterizing your home can involve a number of maintenance measures. At Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware, their expanded hardware department has you covered for the winter with traction sand and shovels, ice melt, and easy heat products that can help keep your surroundings safe. They also have stovepipe fittings and adapters. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware has been helping their friends and neighbors for over 40 years. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware is open 7 days a week on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint. Stop by and say hi today.
Kinigsu Feeds is your family-owned source for high-quality, non-GMO feed in the Northwest. Kinigsu Feeds was founded by farmers and ranchers who know agriculture on a large and small scale, and only buy feed ingredients from reputable sources that they know and trust. Kinigsu Feeds is excited to now offer some of their great products in pellets and crumbles. Look for Kinigsu Feeds at your local feed store, or for more information, check out their website at kinigsufeeds.com, or you can find Kinigsu Feeds on Facebook.
February is for lovers, especially if they love winning. The Cooney Casino and Spa in Bonner's Ferry has a month full of winning, starting with midweek hot spins and weekend Plinko jackpots. There's more winning in the Springs Restaurant with our Fabulous Four amazing lunch and dinner specials, priced at just $11 each. The Kootenai Spa has a Valentine's Pamper package that includes pedicure, anti-stress facial, 30-minute massage, a scalp ritual, and hors d'oeuvres and beverage for just $109. And you'll love this. Rooms in our Kootenai Lodge are just $59 weekdays and $99 weekends. And that includes two breakfast coupons and $10 bonus play for new Winners Club signups. You must call to get this rate. You'll love all the winning at the Cooney Casino and Spa. Book your getaway by calling 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY.
Hey, Bi-Mart members, check your mail this week for Bi-Mart's exciting new savings book, mailed straight to you. There's 16 pages packed full of great savings for our loyal members, from food and pantry supplies, clothes and electronics, kitchen essentials, bedding, paint, and more. Bi-Mart's latest savings book has all the great deals you've come to expect all in one convenient book. These savings are going until February 14th. Stop in and save today. Bi-Mart, employee-owned, real value, every day.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back down to our top two people, living or dead, of all time that we'd most want to watch the Super Bowl game with. And this has been one of the funnest top tens in
our
5-year history. So yeah. I'm really enjoying this, you guys. We are down to my number two, and I mentioned just before the break that this is one of the rare years that I'm not hosting Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, I did it for years before I even moved here, and then I moved here, and then, you know, we've been in primarily at McDuff's on First Avenue, then we switched over to the Beer Hall for several years. And what I'd want to, so this year, of course, with the pandemic, we're not doing, we didn't do Monday Night Football and not our big Super Bowl party where we give away flat screen TVs and
I know, that's what I was going to ask. So my big TV that I'm going to win, are you just going to deliver it to my house or how will that?
Lenny Hess is installing it
Cool,
7B TV. So I'm saying my number two who I'd like to watch this Super Bowl with is my McDuff's Monday Night Football crew. Because there's a group of, I'd say 12 to 14 people that are there all 17 weeks of Monday Night Football. And then they come to every playoff game and, of course, the Super Bowl. And then there's the ones that come to five or six games a year or two or three. But they're all – I miss them.
Yeah.
I mean, I really legitimately miss all those people. So if there's anybody out there listening who are you're a Monday Night Football regular, Super Bowl party regular, I miss you.
Aww,
next year, we'll be
that's
back.
That's a sweet one.
So that's my number two.
Huh. We could do it like European, you know, what's the soccer World Cup style where we have a TV in a store window and everyone stands in the street and watches it.
Oh, there's that.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I'd rather be alone with Kathy Ireland.
But... Sure.
Okay. I wonder. Okay. So my number two, Bob touched on it earlier, is I have to have a musician in there because I just, that's, and this one was kind of a no-brainer for me because this person would, if I had to pick five people to backpack with or do a road trip with, or this person would make that list. Mm. It's also a Bob, but not Bob Dylan. I would pick Bob Marley simply because, one, I'm just fascinated with his music from his earliest recording to his, you know, his, unfortunately, he was an athlete, soccer player. Halftime entertainment, I would turn the TV off. Mm-hmm. We'd have a couple acoustics and some bongos. So that right there would be
or bong something, yeah.
I wouldn't care who the halftime entertainment was at that point. But his son played linebacker for the University of Miami Hurricanes, Rohan Marley. Hmm. And my brother Jake played for Arizona State. His sophomore year, they got killed by Miami. Mm. But one cool fact, that defense had three interesting players. Rohan Marley, Ray Lewis, Hall of Famer, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Wow. No way.
So, yeah. That
was, yeah, they had no chance.
But they killed ASU. I mean, it was like 52-21 or something like that. Only game we went to that year. But anyway, I just think like, I don't know, I just, that's a, to me, it's a mystical thing about him. And
interesting.
I just think it'd be amazing to watch a game, talk to him, just pick his brain about this, that, or the other. So
it's a good one. It never would have occurred to me, like never in a million years.
It was on my list as of last weekend.
No way.
Yeah, that, you know, it'd be really fun. And, you know, we'd sit there and just laugh and laugh and laugh. Like, there's nothing to worry about, Bob. No one's coming over.
Yeah.
It's just us. And
that's funny. Musicians were not even, I was thinking writers and comedians. I never thought about, and then historical figures, and like musicians never thought.
And
about.
He would probably show up with an entourage of some sort.
Yeah.
I won't
interesting.
State the obvious.
That's a very good one.
Yeah. My number two is he actually began and ended his career as a sports writer, although that is not what he is famous for. So I think the sports angle of this would be really fun. Notoriously threw giant Super Bowl parties his whole life. It was his number one thing that he loved. Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh, yes.
One, I want to go to a Hunter S. Thompson party, whether I remember it or not. I think it would be super fun. Two, his constant guests, his like yearly guests were Bill Murray and Jack Nicholson.
Ah, wow.
So really funny that you guys both had them on your list. So one, I think his party in general would be amazing. And then two, just to be a fly on the wall and watch, like apparently he, you know, would Hunter himself and call like senators and be placing bets with them over the phone and calling ex-football players and arguing about plays, just like going insane the whole time and super into it. And I think that that would be hilariously entertaining. So I just think that this like, overall entertainment value wise and life experience wise would be a really great choice.
Didn't he cover a game once for probably. Rolling Stone or something?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm,
it may have been an early Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Like some fun place like New Orleans or something. They wanted to get the biggest partier they could find and send him down there.
I think that makes sense. He had a sports column at the end of his career called Hey Rubes, and I feel like that
that's great.
Yeah, I think it'd be really fun to watch sports with.
A well-scrubbed Rube.
Yeah.
Hunter S. Thompson, good one.
Thank you.
That's very creative.
Thank you.
My number one, and I'm trying to not get emotional, but it would be my oldest brother, Jim.
Oh.
I grew up watching sports with him. One of my first memories in life was sitting on his lap watching baseball on an old black and white TV, like in 1961.
It was powered by a pedal bicycle.
You would think. But TV was so unimportant in our house. I mean, it wasn't in the living room. It was like in this utility room where we had our pantry and our washer and dryer. and there was this TV in the corner. And I remember sitting on his lap like on a Saturday afternoon watching the national baseball game. He passed away. He had pancreatic cancer in 1984. He lived for 24 years with pancreatic cancer, which is very rare.
Yeah.
That whole time, you know, he never stopped watching sports together. We had Super Bowls, NCAA basketball tournaments. He was a huge baseball fan. Mm-hmm. I will never forget Kirk Gibson's famous home run against the A's in 89 or 8, whatever year that was. And the two of us jumping up and down. Like, we weren't all that into it. It was just so amazing that he hit that. We were acting like little kids.
Yeah.
And I'll never, ever forget that. Now, my only regret is that he passed away just before the Giants could claim their first World Series title in 2010, because he lived for that moment and just didn't quite make it. So I would like to watch a game with him again.
Cool.
That's a really good one.
It is a good one. All right. Well, that's a tough one to follow. I have been following Bob all this show, not just sequentially, but actually like very similar in our... So my number one was also a no-brainer, and I'm going to steal a page from Ricky last week with a tie. I know that's six and not five, there's no way I could choose between my two brothers.
Yeah. Mm.
Brett and Jake, my older brothers. My older brother Brett, my younger brother Jake. I just, like Bob, I grew up watching Super Bowls with them. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been to four Super Bowls together. We've had so much fun that it's like probably some of the best times of my life without a doubt. And, you know, I'm lucky. I cherish it because they're still alive and I can still watch Super Bowls with them. But yeah, it just, you know, I don't know, just so many good times. And they were number one on my list because that's the God's honest truth. I think I would choose to watch a game with them probably over anybody.
Yeah.
So that's all right. I'm not copying you, Bob, I swear.
No, and you're very lucky to have brothers like that. I have five brothers. They're all college athletes. And yes, I can totally relate.
I'm the worst athlete in the family. My other two brothers are in the Capitol High School Hall of Fame. I'm not.
I'll never admit that I was the worst, but I wasn't. It was okay. But yeah, I know your brothers, and I'm so proud, especially of your brother Jake, who just walked away from the NFL when he had his health, he had everything he wanted. And, you know, you look at Tom Brady still going at 44 or whatever.
Crazy.
It is crazy. And so I think that was a great move when Jake did that years ago. And I think he's will never regret it. So
yeah.
Good one.
All right.
Well, to continue on this theme then, my number one obviously is a given. It's the person that I have watched the most Super Bowls with, and probably the only reason I ever watched the Super Bowl is Bob Witte.
All right.
What?
Yeah.
You
saw this coming. Come on.
It would be like any other Sunday.
Yeah, but...
Hey,
okay, here's the thing, though. When we were kids, you would make that whole grid where every time the score changed, we would either win a dollar or a candy bar.
Yeah.
And that made me really actually pay attention to what was happening at the Super Bowl. And that's usually the only football game I watch all year. And, you know, spending time with my dad. It's always fun.
Well, thanks. And I think it's kind of interesting. All three of us, it was a family thing. It was our number one. And, well, if it wasn't, I'd be ticked off right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm very honored. And so, Eric, this year, the Super Bowl, I know, Ricky, what you're probably doing, but in the pandemic year, is it Super Bowl party time? Or are you just staying
home with
Jen?
We're heading over
to
Missoula to see our kids, and I'll get to watch the game with my son, which will be fun because he would be real close on this list too, because we'll probably go try to sneak into the Grizz Stadium like we've done before.
Yeah.
And just to throw the football around on the turf there. I did that with my brother Jake when he was in high school and came to visit me when I was at Montana. You didn't have to sneak in then. You could just walk in. Now I figure if the cops came, I'd just say, hey, I wanted to throw with my son.
Yeah.
If you want to arrest me for trespassing, go ahead. We're in tennis shoes out here throwing a football.
Well, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Missoula's a fun, really fun town. And, well, we've been there at handball tournaments over the years.
Yeah.
It's great that both your kids are there.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're my wife rented a hotel with a little suite. So we're going to have them and have a big Super Bowl party without. So, yeah. How about you guys?
Ricky, I know you live in this like complex of a couple of houses with the Shipp twins, and you guys have all been together for the last year and not really going out in public. So are you guys planning on watching the game?
I'm sure they are. I'll probably knit and, you know.
What if I make a Super Bowl pool? Will you do that?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do that.
And you'll knit during the Super
Bowl? I will knit during the Super Bowl.
And dip your hands in all those chicken wings and the barbecue sauce?
Yeah,
and
I'll
stuff.
Just rub chicken wings all over my face. No, I'm not. I won't eat the chicken wings. I would probably make myself a quesadilla while everyone else is eating all the meat food. That's just typically what happens at family dinners.
So, Eric, I'm going to – I mentioned that this is the first year in a long, long time I'm not hosting the game at McDuff's. So I thought, well, I'll take advantage because they're – it's all right when it's two teams that I don't really care about, but if it's like the 49ers or the Seahawks, a game I'm really into, it's like I would kind of want to be home and pay attention to this game because there's just lots of people. It was always crowded. You don't get to watch the commercials because everybody's talking and I'm giving away stuff. So I'm just going to stay home alone, barbecue some pork ribs and maybe get a pizza and just sit back and go, wow, this is a weird year.
It'd be kind of fun. You know, it's really hardcore into the moment instead of sort of being distracted like usual.
And it is an absolute miracle that we made it through football season. Like last summer when, you know, the numbers were so horrible in Seattle and New York and such, thinking, why are they going to bother trying to have a season? But, you know, college was a little bit spotty and iffy, but the NFL made it through all 16 games and then through the playoffs, and here we are at the Super Bowl. So just thank our lucky stars, and I think there's light at the end of the tunnel now, so we're going to be okay. And we kick it off this weekend with the Buccaneers and the Chiefs. Let's hope it's a good game.
Yeah,
I get it, the kicking off part, because there's a kickoff.
It's football.
That was a clever
thought
pun.
You'd want me to tackle that.
Is that your first sports pun ever?
Yeah. And that's it. We're out of time. We're not going into overtime. We've blown the whistle, and that's Ricky's top 10 for this week. I'll be back in here tomorrow. Till then, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.